Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
The Paris Olympics, the Olympic Games, start in July, next month. Obviously, we're very excited for our Australian athletes to head over there, represent our country. I know we've got a couple of athletes from Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine going over there as well, so it's going to be exciting. But I don't know if you've heard about the River Seine.
I'm across it.
It's a very popular river in Paris.
Paid attention in geography.
They've spent a lot of money cleaning up the river because they've had to clean it up for all the water events that happen at the Olympic Games. Because this is the Summer Olympic Games, you've got to remember. So there's a lot of, whether it's the Iron Man or the Iron Woman, some other things, that it has to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. They have spent $2.3 billion cleaning up the river because of how foul it is.
I would believe it. I mean, you've got to have athletes in the water, and you need to make sure that the water is safe for them as well.
Yep. Well, Paris locals are pretty upset that the government's put this much money in for just cleaning the river. The mayor and the president, because everyone's still questioning the water quality, this is real, what I'm about to say. The mayor of Paris and the president of France have both promised to take a dip in the river to show that it's okay to swim.
Wow.
What meeting in their government building took place where they're like, Monsieur, you must swim. You must swim to sure. Is it okay? I would love to be in that room while that's happening.
I don't reckon you needed to do the accent, I'm going to be honest.
I feel like I absolutely nailed that. Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
No, what's up?
I was just going to say, has Emmanuel Macron just recently done one of those 9-in-6 shreds and feels really good about himself, and so he just wants to get his togs on and go for a dip in the river?
I think it's just water quality based. Okay. I don't know if it's, I had a Fitspo summer and I'm feeling good. But here's the thing. Because there's so much talk about this bloody river and people trying to clean it, $2.3 billion, there's chance that there's some individuals trending on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, of a protest of a different kind.
Oh, no. No. Matt, if you're going to tell me... No, go tell me. I can't... No.
It's a poo test.
No! I didn't want to believe that I'd gone to that bad of a negative. You know what I mean? But it is. That is exactly what... They're going to back it up and back it in. Oh, what?
Dropping off the athletes in the village.
And so, surely, if that's happening, Emmanuel Macron is not going to go for a swim in there.
So the hashtag that is trending is the Je cherche dans la lancée la 23 août, which is essentially, I'm going to change a word, I poo in the Seine on June 23rd. Gosh. So there's even a day. There's a date locked in for a poo test.
Even though the activity is so disgusting, as is that title, French is just such a beautiful language. That sounded so romantic still, what you were saying to me.
And I was just saying I'm going to poop in the river on the 23rd of June.
Absolutely. Wee wee. Yeah. Let's go. I'm on board.
Okay. Well, not wee wee, poo-poo. Clearly not listening to what I'm saying, Sarah Marie. It's a poo-poo, not a wee wee. I don't like this.
Obviously, you don't have to be Pauline Hanson to say I don't like it.
I don't subscribe to this, no. I'm worried that now the president and the mayor are going to be forced to jump in the river and they'll be like, no, they have been doing a poo, then we, you cannot go in. And they'll do it because they have to show the people that if the athletes should do it, they're willing to do it themselves. It's going to be a weird trend of the Olympics.
And then they're going to cross to all the constituents at the opening ceremony and there's going to be two vacant seats there. And it's like, oh, sorry, those guys have got gastro. They went for a bit of a swim.
They're not well. No. Not well one little bit. So definitely something to keep an eye on, this poo test.
This is Tim and Jess.
On the weekend, I had the absolute pleasure of going up to the Gold Coast. I have become quite the fan of the Goldie. Got a lot of friends up there. I still live there.
It's the best.
It is so much fun. And so I got to go and catch up with a friend for their birthday party, and also I had a bit of work. I was emceeing an event up on the Gold Coast.
That's how to make visiting friends tax deductible.
Thank you.
It's honestly like adulting 10 points to Gryffindor straight across the desk.
Thank you so much. Winning at life over here right now. I wasn't winning, though, on the flight because we're there, Jonas and I. We managed to get a good spot while waiting at the gate to commence boarding. And we're just in the normal section. Going to the Gold Coast Saturday morning. And so they've got the whole priority members and those who need assistance, please step forward, and our gold and platinum peeps. And so they go and they do their thing. Now, by this stage, The line that we are in, it is chock-a-block. It is long. It is an absolutely full flight. And I clocked this one particular family. The only reason I clocked them is because they were huge. There was at least 15 people traveling.
Big family.
Oh, yeah. Lots of couples and all the kids. So obviously something big happening on the Gold Coast that they needed to go to. I watched them extract themselves out of the normal line and then go towards the priority line. I went, oh, okay, cool, bougie, big family, got the points, got the status, off you go, guys, have the best time. No, they just saw the other people file in and then they thought, huh, we're going to jump the queue here. No. And then they were rejected. Then they were told to go to the back of the line.
Watching people get rejected at priority boarding. Like if I'm as passionate about anything other than barracking for Essendon, it's probably that. I don't even have flights to catch. I'll just go there and see these people. But it's hard. You see a line moving and you go, I can solve this issue of everyone standing still. I'll go over there.
Yeah.
I'll bring my 42 Croatian family members.
Whoa.
And we will all board together.
You don't need to say the ethnicity.
I assume they're all from Bell Park. I assume they're all just going up to the Goldie for a nice, lovely weekend.
So, no, it wasn't that nationality. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was just a sizable family all travelling together and then they all got rejected from that side and were told to rejoin the line at the back, which they didn't want to
do. I was going to say, where are they going back to?
And people weren't overly receptive to them then just cutting back into the line either. Now, by this stage, Jonas and I are already scanning our boarding pass because we were quite close to the top of the line. So off we go. Now, we were seated towards the back of the plane. If you were in seats, say 1 to 14 or 1 to 15, you board from the front of the plane.
Yeah.
If you are further back than that, you board at the rear. So then you go onto the tarmac, you have a great time, there's people out there with the flags.
That way you're not walking 50 metres up the plane to get to the back, right?
That's how the plane boards quicker, so that you can all go in and then you don't clash. That's how you're supposed to. And as you scan your boarding pass, you are told you are entering via the rear or the front door. Family of 15 didn't listen.
See, I would have said to my partner, I would have been like, let's not check in. I want to see how this unfolds. I want to see what's going on here. I'll be the last person on the plane just to see what's happening because this sounds exciting for me. This is already spicing up a classically boring experience of catching a plane.
Keep in mind that priority boarding is already on. Jonas and I were at the top of the line. We are on the tarmac. We've made it through and we are just trying to get to our seats. And we were in row 20. Yeah. Well, we couldn't get to our seats because family of 15 were seated behind row 20 and they entered at the front of the plane and they all had at least 2 bags each over the carry-on allowance. They wouldn't get out of anyone's way. Sorry.
We've just had a couple of instances in the last few weeks where he's starting to lose the plot a little bit. And you told me to just like flag it if I see it.
No.
And I've been seeing it. Let's get there.
I had to step over luggage.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is an episode of Australian Ninja Warrior all of a sudden.
Yes, we were doing Ninja Warrior on our Virgin flight. The hosties were unbelievably calm. And so at this point, they've clocked. They're like, why is it bottlenecking down that end of the flight? What is going on here? Oh, that's right. There's 15 people.
Oh, they just see flow management at this point.
People can't get into their seats. People are climbing over seats as well. Someone comes down, one of the hosties. They're like, hi, can we help you? And at this point, one of the, I'm going to say the leaders of the group of the 15, they're mad that they can't get their luggage in the overhead locker because by this time it's taken too long. Our flight has been delayed. And then they did the whole, can I speak to a manager, please?
I like it. I mean, but imagine this. All right, Sarah Marie, imagine this world where you get on a flight.
Yeah.
None of this happens.
Yeah.
You come to work today and you go, Tim, nothing happened this
weekend.
Nothing
happened. I had nothing to talk about.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
We're all benefiting from this. Yes, you were the only person in this scenario that seems to have copped it.
No,
I wasn't. The rest of us seem to be, you know, getting a win here, hearing your suffering. So thank you very much for bringing it.
There was a whole back end of a plane doing mindfulness together, trying to soothe ourselves while family of 15 just created a ninja course for us.
Yeah, it's pack mentality. I like it.
It was beautiful.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Do you or have you participated in an attempt to break a world record?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have actually.
Because I've done the giant inflatable thong, trying to get the most people on like connected in Torquay in like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to break that world record. We only came up like a couple thousand short. And it was like on Australia Day. But like I've also tried to break world records. I've tried to do the most burpees in 1 hour.
Didn't you and Jess broadcast for an obscene amount of hours once?
Oh, no. That wasn't for a world record. That was just...
Stop talking.
That was a 27-hour radio marathon and we didn't go off air for 27 years. 27. That would be a world record, I reckon. I feel like at one point in our lives, we've all thought like, oh, man, it'd just be nice to have a world record. And for me, in the school library, the Guinness World Record book was the book to go to during library time. What is going on? Why does that woman have such long fingernails? Why can her eyes pop out of her head?
Isn't it amazing?
By 3 centimetres. I do not understand.
I used to be obsessed with looking at the photos from the world gurning competitions.
You do live a sexy, exciting life, don't you, Sarah?
But that's
Marie?
From the Guinness World Book of Records. And you get fixated on all these fun photos. It's obviously a pivotal part in our development as children to go sit in the library and just flick through those editions.
There is, I don't know if you've seen it up in Queensland, but there is Bluey's World at the moment where Bluey, essentially in real life, you can go and experience Bluey. It's set in Brisbane because that's the backdrop of the very, very popular Australian television show. And there was a world record attempt. I'm waiting to find out the actual results. But there were 3 attempts to break the world record for a game that was played on the show by Dad, Bingo and Bluey called Keepy Uppies.
What?
Have you heard of Keepy Uppies?
Is that the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No, they're not shortening Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Keepy Uppies is where you have a balloon or a ball and you keep it in the air for as long as you can.
I want to play.
The current world record for Keepy Uppies.
Don't tell me it's 6 days.
No. The current world record is 3 hours, 58 minutes and 44 seconds.
Is that it? Oh my gosh, let's go down. Can we please? Can we set a new record? I'm saying me. You should probably do it with Jess.
No, I'm thinking tomorrow we get a balloon in this studio.
Okay.
And we see if we, for the whole show, because all it is, Sarah Marie, it's back and forth.
Yeah.
It's back and forth.
That's how you do it,
Back and, boom. But here's my issue.
Uh-huh.
It would only be, it would definitely be unofficial because you need a person from the Guinness Book of Records to physically be here. There's a lot of paperwork. You've got to submit for a permit, blah, blah, blah. But it's like the people's record. Like, you know what I mean?
Are Hamish and Andy going to be happy with you saying it's the people's record?
I've never heard of those guys. This, because like, we'll, even though we won't get the certificate, we'll know that we've done this.
I'll make you one. I'm pretty good on Canva.
Would you tomorrow like to attempt the world record for Keepy Uppies?
I can't say no. But I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to do it at Steam Packet Garden so I had more areas to lunge in.
Think of the wind lately. This weekend has been so windy across Geelong. Dog kennel flew up almost over my neighbour's fence. I literally spoke about it the other day. The tin on the dog food bin floated like a UFO. We had 3 calls thinking there was an invasion, but no, it was just the tin bin lid.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know if outside is smart.
So Keepy Uppies, balloon?
Balloon.
Is that...
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
All right, let's do it. Keepy Uppies.
We can be like Bingo, Bluey and Dad. We can break this record.
That's all I've ever wanted to be. All 3. Bingo, Bluey and Dad. All
right,
once.
Perfect. Tomorrow I'll bring the balloon. You bring the accuracy, we're going to break a world record.
And I'll come with a great attitude.
Although that's bare minimum. If you don't, I'll be in a bad mood. Keepy Uppies tomorrow on the show. We're breaking a world record. It's K-Rock.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.